Page 3. Prefatory Material. 12 Angry Men, a play in 3 acts for 15 men. Characters. Foreman of the jury. Juror number 2. Juror number 3. Juror number 4. Juror number 5. Juror number 6. Juror number 7. Juror number 8. Juror number 9. Juror number 10. Juror number 11. Juror number 12. Guard. Bit part. Judge. Bit part. Clerk. Bit part. Judge and clerk are both offstage voices. Place. A jury room. Time. The present. Summer. Synopsis. Act 1. Late afternoon. Act 2. A second or two later. Act 3. Immediately following Act 2. Page 4. Notes on characters and costumes. Foreman. He is a small, petty man who is impressed with the authority he has and handles himself quite formally. He is not overly bright, but dogged. Juror number 2. He is a meek and hesitant man who finds it difficult to maintain any opinions of his own. He is easily swayed and usually adopts the opinion of the last person to whom he has spoken. Juror number 3. He is very strong, very forceful, extremely opinionated man, within whom can be detected a streak of sadism. Also, he is a humorless man who is intolerant of opinions other than his own and accustomed to forcing his wishes and views upon others. Juror number 4. He seems to be a man of wealth and position and a practiced speaker who presents himself well at all times. He seems to feel a little bit above the rest of the jurors. His only concern is with the facts in this case, and he is appalled with the behavior of the others. Juror number 5. He is a naive, very frightened young man who takes his obligations in this case very seriously, but who finds it difficult to speak up when his elders have the floor. Juror number 6. He is an honest but dull-witted man who comes upon his decisions slowly and carefully. He is a man who finds it difficult to create positive opinions, but who must listen to and digest and accept those opinions offered by others which appeal to him most. Juror number 7. He is a loud, flashy, glad-handed salesman type who has more important things to do than to sit on a jury. He is quick to show temper and equally quick to form opinions on things about which he knows nothing. He is a bully and, of course, a coward. Page 5. Juror number 8. He is a quiet, thoughtful, gentle man, a man who sees all sides of every question and constantly seeks the truth. He is a man of strength tempered with compassion. Above all, he is a man who wants justice to be done and will fight to see that it is. Juror number 9. He is a mild, gentle old man, long since defeated by life, and now merely waiting to die. He recognizes himself for what he is and mourns the days when it would have been possible to be courageous without shielding himself behind his many years. Juror number 10. He is an angry, bitter man, a man who antagonizes almost at sight. He is also a bigot who places no values on any human life save his own. Here is a man who has been nowhere and is going nowhere and knows it deep within him. Juror number 11. He is a refugee from Europe. He speaks with an accent and is ashamed, humble, almost subservient to the people around him. He will honestly seek justice because he has suffered through so much injustice. Juror number 12. He is a slick, bright advertising man who thinks of human beings in terms of percentages, graphs, and polls, and has no real understanding of people. He is a superficial snob, but trying to be a good fellow. Guard. This is a bit part. He can be any age and wears a uniform. Costumes. The jurors wear everyday business clothes suitable for summer. Juror number 5 wears an expensively tailored suit. Juror number 7's clothes are flashy. Juror number 12 dresses smartly but in good taste. Page 6. Stage positions. Upstage means away from the footlights, downstage means toward the footlights, and right and left are used with reference to the actor as he faces the audience. R means right, L means left, U means up, D means down, C means center, and these abbreviations are used in combination, as UR for upright, RC for right center, DLC for down left center, etc. One will note that a position designated on the stage refers to a general territory rather than to a given point. Chart of stage positions. The chart shows the stage mapped out as a rectangular area. The rectangle is divided into three rows, each has five sections, and the bottom part is represented by a dashed line, meaning the curtain line. The right is noted on our left side, and the left is noted on our right side. In front of the curtain line, there is an arc that shows the footlights. The various areas of the stage, starting from the back and reading from our left to our right, are UR, URC, UC, ULC, UL. The center row is R, RC, C, LC, L. The bottom row is DR, DRC, DC, DLC, DL. Return to text. Note, before starting rehearsals, chalk off your stage or rehearsal space as indicated above in the chart of stage positions. Then teach your actors the meanings and positions of these fundamental terms of stage movement by having them walk from one position to another until they're familiar with them. The use of these abbreviated terms in directing the play saves time, speeds up rehearsals, and reduces the amount of explanation the director has to give to his actors. Page 7. Properties. General. Long conference table and 12 chairs, electric clock, water cooler, container for paper cups, waste basket, three other straight chairs, pads of paper, pencils, and ashtrays on table. Note, some of the jurors carry cigarettes and matches. Juror number 5 carries a pipe, matches, and pouch of tobacco. Smoking is optional. 7. Pack of gum. Guard. Key for door. Switch knife with tag. Diagram of apartment. 10. Handkerchief. 4. Comb, handkerchief, glasses. 8. Switch knife. Identical to one brought in by guard. 2. Box of cough drops, watch, glasses, handkerchief. Stage chart. The chart shows the position of the various properties just listed represented on the stage. The stage, as in the previous chart, is a rectangle with an arched area showing the place between the curtain line and the footlights. In the center towards the back is the table surrounded by the chairs. To the left, starting in the back, there is a chair in the corner. Then there is a window, and in the front corner, stage right, but to our left, is the water cooler and waste basket. On the right-hand side, there is a door in the center, and towards us, but against the wall, there are two more chairs. Return to text. Production note. Nothing adds more to the polish of a production than the quick picking up of cues. Unless there is a definite reason for a pause, train your actors to come in with their speeches on the heels, so to speak, of the preceding speeches. When a production lags, audience interest likewise will lag. It is always advisable during the last week of rehearsals to hold one or more sessions during which the actors merely sit around in a circle and go through lines only with the express purpose of snapping up cues. Page 8 is blank. End of all prefatory material.